Surah Al-Isra, verses 11 to 22.
And some human beings who are disbelievers, they supplicate for harm. They supplicate for adab. They said, إِن كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقَّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً. They said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this Quran is the truth, then let stones rain down upon us from the sky. So some human beings who are disbelievers, they supplicate for harm, which is the divine chastisement, earnestly and intently as they seek goodness. They make dua for evil as well. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. And human beings surely tend to be creatures of haste. With the obvious exception of those who strive to refine their character, for they avoid such foolish haste. As for those who are not upon the path of guidance, they have no apprehension for the outcomes of haste, and they persistently challenge the divine wrath to overcome them. When it fails to come, they settle for denying and rejecting it entirely. They say, it's not going to happen, it is all false. Ayah 12, وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. And just as we have calculated time for events to occur, so too would divine chastisement occur on its calculated and specified time. It is calculated to occur in the hereafter, whilst it is very probable that some form of it occurs in this world. So consider the calculation of time for events in this world and see that وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ آيَتَيْنِ. We have made the night and the day two signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's power. فَمَحَوْنَا آيَةَ اللَّيْلِ. So we blot out the sign of the night, meaning the night is dark and dim. وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةَ النَّهَارِ مُبْصِرًا. And we made the sign of the day, meaning the day, illuminating, so that everything is visible in the day. And we have done so, لِتَبْتَغُوا فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, so that you may seek the bounty of your Lord by day. وَلِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. And you may learn to calculate and compute years, and you may keep account of time. Alternation of day and night gives us weeks, gives us months, gives us years. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. And we have set forth everything in full detail in the protected tablet, which has a record of all events. So your adab will come on its time, and Allah has calculated time for it. So even though it doesn't happen here, it is going to happen on its calculated time. Ayah number 13, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِ. And we have attached the good and bad deeds of every human being to his neck. This means that each one's deeds are inextricably connected to him. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا. And we shall produce the book which records all of his deeds for him to view on the day of resurrection. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Which he will find spread out, open before him. So the kitab is recording, and you will find your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And it will be said to him, Ayah 14, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. Read your record. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You suffice on this day to take an account of yourself. As you read your actions, your fate will be clear to you, and you would not require anyone else to reckon your deeds. Therefore, the fact that each person will see his record open before him on that day, it establishes that the matter does not end here in this world, even though the divine chastisement is withheld from the disbelievers. The day will come when all deeds and action will be made known to each soul, and the verdict of punishment will be established against the disbelievers. So therefore, Ayah 15, Mani Ihtada, whoever pursues the right path in this world, Ihtada fa'innama yahtadi li nafsi, he pursues it for his own benefit, and he will see this benefit one day. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا. And whoever strays, he strays to his own peril. He will bear the consequences himself. None besides him will bear its consequence. Why? وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No bearer of a burden shall carry the burdens of another. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ. And the promised punishment will only befall people after their guilt is established. because it is our law and a binding rule that مَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We do not punish unless we have sent a messenger to educate, to guide, and to warn. So either people witness the error of a messenger directly, or they receive his message indirectly, and they become deserving of their fate by their own choices. Next passage, which is the next two ayat, and we do not punish unless we have sent a messenger, is the closing phrase of the previous ayah. Following on from this, the next passage elaborates on the punishment of Allah befalling those who fail to obey a Rasul when he is sent to them. Ayah 16. وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. And when we decide to destroy a town that has become deserving of being destroyed on account of kufr and transgression, then we do not destroy it before sending a Rasul to it. Instead, we instruct أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We instruct through a Rasul of ours, Mutrafiha, the affluent section of its people in particular, and the general people as well, to obey and comply. Fafasaku fiha, but then they transgress and rebel therein. Fahakka alayha al-qawl, and the decree of punishment becomes binding upon them. Fadammarnaha tadmira, we destroy them with utter destruction. Wakam ahlakna min al-quruni min ba'di Nuh. And in this very manner, how many a nation have we destroyed since the time of Nuh alayhi salam on account of their kufr and transgression, mighty nations such as Ad, Thamud, and many others. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And your Lord is well aware of the sins of his servants, and he is ever observing of it. خَبِير, he is aware. بَصِير, he is observing. So the punishment that is meted out then is warranted by the sins he has observed them committing. Ayah 11 above clarified why the punishment of Allah does not befall the disbelievers and evildoers promptly, even though they challenge Allah to unleash it upon them. The next passage, which is Ayah 18 to 21, explains why the good deeds of the disbelievers would fail to secure any benefits for them in the hereafter. Consequently, the Arabs were known for hospitality, charity, and other noble traits. The passage also highlights the contrast between this inferior worldly abode and the eternal abode of the hereafter. Ayah 18. Man kana yuridu al-ajila. Whoever through his meritorious actions seeks immediate worldly gains only, either on account of lacking belief in the hereafter or believing in it but having no interest in securing its returns. So whoever seeks the immediate benefit, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَن نُرِيدُ. We give immediate gains to those of them whom we wish to give what we wish to give to them. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمُ. Then they will gain nothing from their deeds in the hereafter, and we have proposed hell for them. يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. They will enter it disgraced and rejected. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. Ayah 19, as for one who pursues the rewards and returns of the hereafter through his meritorious deeds, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and he strives for the hereafter as they ought to strive and toil for it. And how? By acting according to the laws of the Sharia. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, and on condition that he is a believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Then those are the ones whose endeavors would be accepted by Allah and appreciated. Therefore, acceptance of meritorious deeds is dependent on three things: a correct intention, a correct action, which is guided by the laws of Allah, and correct beliefs, belief in the hereafter. Since these conditions are lacking in disbelievers, their meritorious actions secure no benefit in the hereafter. Ayah 20, كُلَّن نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَىٰ. And being bestowed with blessings in this world is not to be taken as a sign of the acceptance of their deeds and an approval of their condition. Because worldly blessings are not confined to those who are accepted and approved by Allah. So, kullan numiddu, to all of them, these accepted and approved by Allah, and those disapproved by Allah. Ha'ulai, كُلًّا نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ. We extend the bounty of your Lord to all of them. وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْظُورًا. And the worldly bounty of your Lord is not reserved for the accepted and approved ones only. انظر كيف فضلنا. So look at how, without making any distinction on the basis of iman and kufr, we have showered our favors and preferred some over others, with the disbelievers often excelling the believers overall in wealth and in blessings. So these worldly conditions are not to be considered the benchmark, walal akhirah, and the hereafter and its blessings, which are reserved for those approved by Allah, akbaru darajat, is far greater in rank, wa akbaru tafdila, and greater in excellence. The conditions for the validity and acceptance of meritorious deeds have been mentioned. Expanding on that, the next passage, which goes from ayah 22 to 39, lists other important actions which those who wish to secure the hereafter need to do. Since tawheed is most fundamental and critical, the section commences with it and ends with it as well. Ayah 22, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. Do not associate any god along with Allah, and do not perpetrate shirk. فَتَقْعُدَ مَذْمُومًا مَخْذُولًا. For then you will be left disgraced and forsaken. Just do the tilawa and recite this passage. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويدعو الإنسان بالشر دعاءه بالخير. وكان الإنسان عجولا. وجعلنا الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا من اهتدى فإنما يهتدي لنفسه ومن ضل فإنما يضل عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وما كنا معذبين حتى نبعث رسولا وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا وكم أهلكنا من القرون من بعد نوح وكفى بربك بذنوب عباده خبيرا بصيرا من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا كلا نمد هؤلاء وهؤلاء من عطاء ربك وما كان عطاء ربك محظورا انظر كيف فضلنا بعضهم على بعض وللآخرة أكبر درجات وأكبر تفضيلا لا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتقعد مذموما مخذولا آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.